We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station. Michael Lombardi.
The mandate has to be, look, until we fix our quarterback position, we're never going to be able to challenge these teams to win because the rules are set up against the monsters of the Midway. We can't dominate games with defense any longer.
Odyssey Sports NFL Insider, looking at the league from a front office perspective.
Any road will lead you somewhere if you don't know where you're going. And I think ultimately that's one of the biggest problems with the Bears. They're a mom and pop operation, which is wonderful. But they don't ever have an identity. They've lost their identity in terms of here's who we are, what we represent as a football team.
Michael Lombardi, every Wednesday with Mullion Haw on 670 The Score.
Mullion Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Joining the show is Odyssey NFL Insider Michael Lombardi. Insider calls are presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights the sports books don't want you to see. Bet smarter, beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. You can also hear Michael on the GM Shuffle, his weekly podcast available on the Odyssey app. And Michael joins us now on the Score Hotline presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Michael, good morning. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. Good morning to you all. Hope all is well.
We're doing great, and the Bears have a new general manager. They have hired Ryan Poles from the Kansas City Chiefs, and he is a young executive, Ryan P., 36 instead of 37, the last executive they hired with the same initials and the same first name. How much different will this be? What do you know about him, and was it a good hire?
You know, I don't know much. I mean, you know, obviously he's worked for a good organization. He's watched Andy Reid coach his team. He's watched Andy Reid build a roster. So I certainly think that that's something that he's going to take with him and as he moves forward with it. I think there's no doubt. I mean, we're all products of who we've learned from. And, you know, he's been around good organizations, so he's seen that. You know, he's been with, you know, Andy long enough to see how they've built step by step along the way. So I'm sure he's going to take those lessons and develop them within the framework of being the general manager of the Chicago Bears. You know, it's going to be a challenging job for him at 36. I mean, everybody loves youth. I mean, you know, when John Kennedy became president of the United States, we were in Camelot. Everybody loved youthful leaders. And the first thing that Kennedy did was hire Harold Macmillan, the former prime minister of England, to advise him because he needed some experience. And I think that that's going to be Ryan's case, too. He's going to need to have somebody that he trusts and has experience that's been through this before, whether it's going to be Bill Polian as a consultant or someone else. But I think that's got to happen.
Do you think that will inform his choice for head coach, Michael? Because you look back at 2015, we refer to the Ryan Pace decision. He hired John Fox, whether that was his call or not. They wanted to surround a first-time general manager with the experience of a head coach who had been around the block a little bit. Do you think that will be the case this time around?
It doesn't seem like it. I mean, other than if they hire Jim Caldwell, that would be the case, certainly. But I think they have to hire somebody who's more aligned with the philosophy and the beliefs that Poles comes in with. I mean, that's critical, right? He is going to shape the organization. He's going to give the organization an identity and a philosophy that they desperately need. And that's going to be his number one agenda. His number one agenda isn't finding out who we're going to pick in the fifth round. his number one agenda is going to figure out how we're going to build this team and develop the standards for each position to then lead us to pick somebody in the fifth or fourth round. So to me, I think he's got to partner with somebody that shares that vision, because as we've seen in the National Football League time and time again, when coaches and general managers don't share the vision, it never works.
So, you know, we look at the teams that are left and we wonder how that vision applies to the team here. And, you know, Ryan Poles has a lot of work to do to get this offense up to snuff in terms of competing with other teams. Maybe Aaron Rodgers leaves. Maybe the division opens up. There's a lot of possibilities. But how do you fix that without draft picks coming in with a new gig?
Well, I think you fix it by develop. First thing you got to do is develop the process. You've got to develop a process of how we're going to build the team through your philosophy, right? We're going to sit there and say, okay, we don't have draft picks this year, but we're going to start every asset that we do have. We're going to put in an offensive and defensive lineman. I mean, if we've learned anything in Lambeau Field this weekend is defensive lines win games. I mean, look, the 49ers are not the best team in the secondary, but when you go back and study that tape and watch what that defensive front did, whether it was Armstead, Arden Key inside, Nick Bosa on the outside, they dominated the Packers because they front dominated. And so if that's what you believe football is won by, then you have to start putting all your resources in and start a process of building the team in that direction. And it's not going to be done overnight. It's going to take some time to do it. But you've got to have that one absolute desire to build the team the correct way. And I think that's what Poles must do, and he's got to understand it. There's no quick fixes, right? There's no chance, you know, you're not going to lose 20 pounds in a day. You got to have to take some time to do it, and this is just part of the process. But most importantly, and I can't emphasize this enough, Poles has got to come in and set up that process.
You know, Michael, organizations have traits, and winning ones, you know, that's why people get hired out of winning organizations. But when you look at the Chiefs and Ryan Poles' role in under three different leaders there, what do you think the biggest trait is that he's going to bring to Chicago? What are the Chiefs best known for? Because it's hard to get past, okay, well, you know what? They got Patrick Mahomes, then everything else fell into place after that happened. But how many, you know, how like, you're not going to be able to duplicate that. So what will he bring with him from Kansas City?
Well, I think, you know, he obviously learned a lot from working for Andy Reid, right? And Andy Reid shares one thing about Andy Reid, you know, different than I think Matt Nagy. Andy's a tough guy. And I think Andy has a complete understanding of how to build a team, you know, how his vision of a team. I mean, he won in Philadelphia. You know, he's won in Kansas City. He's going to the Hall of Fame. There's no doubt. And so from that, if Pace paid close attention, he can see through his 12 years there in the role that he played, how he actually made this thing go. He's seen it from, I think he was there when Todd Haley was there. He was a scouting assistant going back to May of 2009. So he's seen that, you know, he's been with Pioli. So he's seen a little bit of that, you know, and then obviously he's been with John Dorsey. So he's seen a little bit of that. And now he's been with enough different people to kind of go. But I think philosophically, the most important thing is for him to say, okay, here's what I've learned from Reed. Here's what I learned from Dorsey. And here's how I'm going to do it.
So Michael, among the three candidates, Caldwell, Eberflus and Quinn, who would you hire? Who do you think would fit best with this guy? And we don't know. I mean, we know who Polian's guy seems to be. We know that that this guy went to Boston College, his best buddies Matty Ice. Yeah. Excuse me, I nearly said Flynn again. And that's Quinn connection. We know he shares the same agent as Eberflus. Does any of that stuff come into play?
You know, I think it does. I think there's certainly, you know, he's got to make sure that he shares the same philosophy. I mean, if he wants to play the Eberflus defense, right, you know, if he wants to play that. Now, that's a Polian base, right? So that's Rod Marinelli, that's Tony Dungy, that's Bill Polian. And that's why I think Eberflus is so strongly involved in the job. He didn't get the Jacksonville job, even though he was interviewed twice there. So I do think that. Quinn's also from the Pete Carroll system, but Quinn changed. I think Quinn deserves a lot of credit for changing and adapting. And I think Jim Caldwell steadies the ship. I mean, Jim Caldwell is going to be able to get the players to buy into who he is as a human being and as a leader. And he'll be able to get the attention, as depending on who he can get as his coordinators, I think he'll be able to be the CEO of the football team and then obviously run it from there. So to me, I think it's a lot about what Poles is most comfortable with, his vision of football. You know, like for me, the Eberflus style of defense, playing zone, dropping into coverage, running up the field, I don't think that really can withstand the test of time in the National Football League. I think what Quinn did was certainly better in Dallas, but he had unique talent down there that he made it work. So, and Caldwell's, look, he's proven that he's won in Detroit. I mean, he's, you know, he even took Detroit to a playoff game. I mean, he's actually been very 9-7 the year he got fired. I mean, they made a mistake when they let him go. So, you know, if I had to pick, put him in order, I would go Caldwell, I would go Quinn, and then I would go Eberflus.
Is it your sense that list could grow if he's not happy with any of the three and feels comfortable working with any of those guys?
I think he should definitely look at different people. I think we wrote this for the Daily Coach about the 37% rule. If these three are the finalists, then he should go interview somebody else. Somebody else that he's comfortable with. I mean, I don't know. You know, he worked with Eric Bieniemy. He's watched Eric Bieniemy work his whole time that he's been there. You know, why doesn't he interview him? Why doesn't he bring him in? I mean, he knows, right? So if he doesn't, he obviously knows something. So you certainly think that. And then I think he obviously has contacts throughout the league. He's been in the league since 2009. He's got to have some coach that he's very comfortable with. Is it Brian Flores? You know, to me, I'd hire Brian. Brian Flores is the perfect fit for Chicago. He's tough. He's going to be defensive. He is going to make sure the offense can function. So to me, I see that, but, you know, I'm not in that chair.
Yeah, it's fascinating to watch what's happening here. And I think there is a feeling they're in the end game, and it's going to be one of these guys. And I think, generally speaking, Caldwell's got to have the upper hand just based on what you mentioned. You know, the whole Polian connection, Tony Dungy, they had been talking to. So I think that makes sense, but I don't know the connection between the two of them, right? And I don't know how comfortable he is with him. And, you know, I also don't know how much say he has, to be honest with you, Michael. I think that's something that is worthy of consideration.
I think there's no doubt. I think that, you know, when you know, this is a multi-billion dollar franchise, and you're turning it over to a 36-year-old who's never been in that chair before and certainly deserves an opportunity based on his credentials, based on winning, being around a winning team. And I don't want to sound like the old snob guy who only thinks old guys should get jobs, but I do think experience matters in these jobs. I think it does. I think these are a little bit like, you know, I live in this little beach town and I can go in the bay and there's no real bad storms in the bay. But once I get in the ocean, man, it gets a lot harder out there. And there's storms that you've never thought of or prepare for or don't have somebody to help answer them. I can remember being a young guy in Cleveland when Belichick was running the team, and I thought there's no way I could do this job without him because he has way more experience than me, and he understands it, and he's seen all the problems before they happen. So I do think that, you know, that that if you just turn this over to somebody at his age, there's going to be some mistakes along the way. There's no doubt. This is not a job about picking players. This is what I think people miss the boat on completely. This is a job about building an organization. And in the interview, I was told by some reliable people that went through the interview that that's one of the – they kept asking, how would you set up a scouting department? How would you set up this? Which leads me to believe that they've hired him to really help draft players, and they're going to supplement everything else.
If you're Ryan Poles and you're watching what's going on with the offensive trends and the teams that are left – with offensive coaches, can you still hire a quote-unquote defensive head coach?
I think you can because I think you really can because I think you got to be able to understand you need a team of toughness. Your team, if you go back, everybody talks about, and Ryan Poles will talk at his press conference about what's in the future. But if he doesn't understand what happened to the team in the past, he's going to make the same mistakes. And this team didn't have enough toughness under Matt Nagy. They'd rather run triple reverse to get an inch than just run a lead play. I mean, let's just be real honest here. I mean, I've been saying that for 5 years, you know, and Chicago Bear fans have been killing me for it. But that's the reality. They didn't have enough toughness. And if you're in Chicago, you better have toughness. You better have a tough team mentally and physically. And so, to me, I think that's you got to hire that. And usually that lends itself to a defensive coach. I mean, Andy Reid's an exception as an offensive play caller. He's tough. His teams are tough. Now, he loves trickery, don't get me wrong. But he can hit it. He will run it, and he'll be physical. Some of the other guys that have come from him aren't. And that's a problem when you hire a West Coast coach. You know, they don't care about special teams, i.e. up there in Green Bay, Matt LaFleur. You think he cares about special teams? Of course he didn't. All year long, they were the worst special teams in the league. Never paid attention to it. People want to make him the coach of the year, but doesn't he coach the special teams? I mean, I heard somebody on Pro Football Focus say that he's the best coach in the year by far, and someone asked them the question. They said, well, how do you explain Rodgers playing poorly in the game? Well, that was on Rodgers, not the coach. I've lost my mind. Like, that's the job of a head coach, right? So, I mean, this is what you have to get. But, you know, I don't want to sound old and cranky, but I just think we have devalued the head coach, and we've devalued the general manager so much that it's hard to understand it.
Michael, awesome stuff as always. Thank you.
Thanks, Michael.
Thank you.
That was Odyssey NFL Insider, Michael Lombardi, Insider Calls, presented by BetQL. BetQL is here to help us all make better bets through real proven analytics. Bet smarter, beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. You can also hear Michael on the GM Shuffle, his weekly podcast, available on the Odyssey app.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.